Hello there, dear listeners. This is Bobby Blades from the Inhuman Experience podcast. And just a quick note before this episode begins, this was the first ever Inhuman Experience and Conspiracy Cafe episode that we had done. And so some of the information regarding COVID-19 will be a little out of date, maybe by 2 or 3 weeks. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up on that because this episode was recorded 3 weeks ago that, you know, and the information has been changing. It's been a little bit difficult to keep up with everything that's been going on. But this entire episode is not about COVID-19, which will probably make everyone happy because, let's face it, we are all kind of spent on dealing with this coronavirus, and we definitely need a little bit of a distraction from it. So with that said, I hope you all enjoy the episode, and I hope you guys stay safe out there. Take care now.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Say, I'm disturbed.
Welcome to Hysteria 51, a weekly oddcast of mysteries, conspiracies, the unusual, and the unexplained.
Do we have a laser thermometer to figure out if Admiral Byrd is here? I'm pointing the laser at the wall now. 71.1, 71.2, Admiral Byrd is here.
With John, Brent, and Conspiracy Bot.
You're all idiots.
Yeah. Join them each week as they clarify conspiracies.
I'm a Stuart Swerdlow. I promise I am human and I do human things.
Explore enigmas.
It's all about ley lines, and you'd understand that if I could explain it to you.
And probe the paranormal. Hysteria 51 is a hilarious expedition into the eccentric.
Stop on my joke.
I will when they're good.
Tune in each week and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is out there, but you won't find it here.
Stay woke, meet sex.
Bam, we're going, we're rolling, we are live.
Okay, we're recording now too.
We're live on the recording, coming at you.
All right, so why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
All right, this is Conspiracy Cafe. You got Jay here.
And Mandy.
And yeah, this is our little podcast, man. We just get on, we talk some shit, find some topics, some conspiracies, and that's
usually
pretty much it.
Yeah, usually banter back and forth and just go with it.
Yeah, that is all we do.
Oh, yeah. Like that. I've heard how you guys banter.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild most of the
time. Yeah. Yeah, Blades has been...
We try.
You seem to do a good job. It is real laid back. I'm going to be honest. Blades has been listening to you guys for a lot longer than I have. I only really recently just started listening because, you know, life gets in the way of doing a lot of stuff. But, the thing that jumps out is that you guys are just really laid back, you know, like you really take it easy. You're not trying to put on any type of characters or anything, you know, it's just really smooth, easy listen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I have been into conspiracies and shit like this for a long time. And, you know, there's not a lot of people that you can talk to that are with you, you know, that get what you're saying and shit. So, man, I wanted to start a podcast for so long. And as you guys know, Alien Theorists Theorizing, yeah, I've been listening to them for years, man. I know that both of our shows are big fans of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they really actually got me started, man. If it wasn't for that show, I would not have this podcast, man. I was listening to them like that. You know what? That sounds awesome. Just to get on a mic and just talk some shit about what you like, you know, and like-minded people are going to listen. So that's what did it for me, man. And I started, and I was actually solo for like 6 episodes. The first 6 episodes, I was just rolling solo. It was just me. And Mandy was actually a fan of the show. And that's how we met.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I still am, though.
So that's how we actually met. And so she came on. She's in Jacksonville. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Mm.
And So she came down for a visit, and episode 7, we did a show together, and it's just been, you know, I couldn't imagine doing it without her at this point. You know, this is our show now.
Right. And we try to make the show kind of comfortable, have a comfortable setting where we can, you know, it's like you're there talking with a group of friends and everything, no agenda. You know, we try to have topics and everything and research as much as we can, but we want to have that laid back atmosphere and you know, kind of have an open discussion about everything, you know. Like you're around sitting, talking with friends and everything. And
yeah, those are some of the best reviews that if we get a review, it's like, hey, we just feel like we're hanging out talking with you guys. That's awesome for me. That's like, it's a fan base show. We have a fan base show and I love to get the fans involved. And that's it, man. That's how we got started.
Wow.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's cool. Definitely the whole laid back thing. That's definitely what came across when I listened. I'm like, okay, I'm right. You know, so it's not, this is gonna come off in a way that, you know, you're gonna know what I mean. It doesn't come across like super structured and stuffy. I mean, it's definitely structured. I can tell it's structured, but you know, it doesn't come across like some type of educational presentation. You know what I mean?
So
scripted.
And there's a place for that. You know, there's an audience for that. I do listen to some podcasts like that, and that's good when you just want like, here's the information, these are the facts. Like that's
right.
That's fine.
Exactly. But
to bring it back down on a level where like, look, we're just talking, you know, we might grab a beer or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's a big part of our show. Like so we do an intro, man, and sometimes our fucking intros go 25, 30 minutes. And I know that some shows, like I see some reviews on other shows, are like, can you just get to the topic? Right. But that's part of our show, man, that we just banter for a good 20, 25 minutes and just, you know, we do a little segment called What the Fuck Florida. Some silly ass Florida shit. And I mean, that's just our show. We go for like 30 minutes before we even get to a topic sometimes. And I appreciate you saying that, man, that it's, you know, it doesn't sound scripted. It's just, you know, hanging out and talking. Like if Mandy and I pick up a phone and just have a conversation, that's basically what we're doing, except discussing a topic, you know?
And we can go on for, we can make our podcast go on for hours and, you know, literally hours, but you know, we condense it. You know,
yeah, we try to keep it at like an hour and a half. I like an hour and a half pretty much, but So what about you? You guys started in 2018, right?
Actually we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary. When we got started though, it was, we were pumping out episodes for maybe a good 6 months and then it kind of died down a little bit. Life got in the way. We weren't recording as much and we were dropping one episode maybe every 3 to 4 months. And so like, that's why we're only like at episode 33 or 34 right now. I think
something like that. Yeah, right. 34.
No, I hear you, man. Well, I would love to do like an episode a week. You know, I would love that because I'm super big on research. Like I love doing the research, and part of my thing is I'm gonna be looking up this shit anyways. You know,
right?
So, you know, man, I may as well talk about it. You know, so yeah. But I hear you on the life gets in the way, man. Because there's sometimes we'll go a couple weeks, man, and I don't like to go a couple weeks without doing a show, but man, sometimes there's, you know, like you said, life gets in the way and it is what it is, man, you know?
Well, what we do now is we bank them.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's good, man. Yeah. I would love to bank some shows, man. So if, like a couple weeks we don't do anything, at least we have something to put out, you know?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
That was our plan initially, actually in the very beginning, because you know, Blaze and I were friends for a little bit before we decided, hey, man, let's do a show. Actually, Blaze, I think it was you. you were like, hey, man, we should do a show together.
Yeah,
like,
dude, I was on your ass all the time. I was like, yo, man, I want to do a podcast.
Right. And then our personalities are similar enough. Like our interests are similar, like very, very similar. But we have certain differences in our personalities and just the way that we do things. Blaze likes to jump out and get things done. Like, yo, let's do this. Let's do it right now. Like, let's slow down. Hold on. So actually, I just told him this the other day, man. If it was up to him, we would just jump out of every single plane without a parachute and just check later. You know, we'd find out when we hit the ground if we had a parachute or not. If it was up to me, nothing would get done. Everything would be in the planning phase for like years.
You know? Yeah.
So
funny, because I'm the same way, because, you know, Johnny is the same way as Blaze. I am the same way as you. Like, I'm like,
yeah, I'm
you
like,
know?
Let's get a show out. Like, come on, let's record. I fucking love recording. Let's record. She's like, slow down, man.
It's a good balance, though.
Same.
Yeah, it's absolutely, man. It works out. Balances out.
Exactly. The yin to the yang. Yeah.
Right. We gotta keep each other in check.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah, imbalance. You gotta have that offset. Yes.
So I know that Alien Theorists, I know the boys are one of your favorite shows. What other shows do you guys like?
As far as conspiracies, we're both in the Hysteria 51.
Oh yes. Yeah, us too. Yeah, yes. We like them. Oh,
amazing
dude,
show.
How about the production on that show? I couldn't imagine like adding C-Bot in there and just the whole production is like professional shit.
Yeah, man, for real.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't know if they have like a full-time job or that's absolutely what they do, but man, the production is insane on that show.
It's really good.
Like I be honest with you, I'm over here. I have no idea what I'm doing. we record through Audacity. When Manny's remote, we go through Skype. We actually do video, and then I just record that, and we send that down. That's how we've done it. You know, if she's not here, that's how we've done it since episode 7. But man, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just put a mic in front of my face and start talking. But dude, the production on Hysteria 51 is crazy.
Oh hell yeah, man! Yeah. It's so clean and. Like, there was me, Bobby and I, we've been speculating a lot on who controls Conspiracy Bot. So they can get like their lines.
Brent built them in his basement. What are you talking about?
Right.
And then C-Bot built Kyle. So I don't know what you mean.
Oh God, Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese muffins.
World dominate. Them two are going to take the world one day.
But like the editing in that show, like when I first started this, first few episodes, I'm like, oh my God, editing is so cool, man. This is awesome. Now I hate editing. It's the worst part of the show.
Especially over, when we do remote shows.
And I listen to that show and they actually have producers and stuff and like, they have people, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they keep it to their wives and everything, and like it's kind of like a family affair, or if they hire actual people to edit and engineer all that stuff.
That's what I was gonna say. I seriously think, because you know how Kyle and C-Bot chime in during the show stuff. I'm like, okay, that has to be their wives and stuff doing that.
Right. That's what Blade said.
Yeah,
I'm with you on the wife theory.
I don't know, man. Like, I'm sure they have like a big ass soundboard and everything, and we just have Mandy over here making sound effects. That's all we need.
with her air horn sound effects.
I like the air horn.
So yeah, Hysteria 51 is a good show. What else do we listen to? So, you guys listen to Surreal Talk at all?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
No,
that one's actually pretty good. I like that show. Yeah. It's hard to keep up with so many podcasts. You know, listening to it's hard to get them all in. You know, I'm so behind on it. In fact, I'm behind like 5 episodes with the boys, and just sometimes you just gotta catch up.
That's how we get backed up, when you start listening to way too many podcasts.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
Yeah. And then trying to do your own. Yeah.
That's a big part of my issue, because, you know, Blades and I, we came from another community of podcasts that's kind of based around pro wrestling. That's kind of the roots of it. And a bunch of other podcasts kind of spawned off of that. And we're just all a big group of friends. And I support my friends. I listen to a lot of them. I appear on a lot of their shows. There are a couple other shows that I do regularly. And yeah, man, I don't even know. I lost count of how many shows I actually listen to. It's like a full-time job almost. If I could get paid for doing this,
All right.
I'd have better audio than I have.
Yeah. Exactly, man. I wish I could afford some good shit.
You definitely can really, yeah.
You'd have a constant Wi-Fi signal.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, right?
You guys record through Anchor?
Well, no, not through Anchor. Anchor is the one that hosts we upload it to them. Okay, yeah.
We do Podbean. And like I said, if Mandy's remote, we'll do Skype. But if she's here, we'll record through Audacity.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, the thing was, we were originally hosted by SoundCloud. And, like, I couldn't afford SoundCloud no more. And so I was like, all right, man, we got to find a free service that would host our stuff to be able to keep us on iTunes. And so then I heard about Anchor. I was like, what the hell? We might as well give that a shot.
And it's working out pretty good. You like it?
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, it's serving our needs.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about Anchor. Yeah, a lot of the bigger podcasts promote it. So yeah definitely. That's nice. Awesome. Yeah,
that's good. Good stuff, man.
So what you said you started kind of with the wrestling circuit and podcasting. what made you guys start kind of in the conspiracy, kind of paranormal, out of the box kind of realm of podcasting?
Well, Blaze, if you want me to take this one,
yeah, it'll be way drawn out if I start talking.
Well, see, we always, it's something that we had a mutual interest in pretty much our whole lives. You know, Blades, I don't know the extent of his interest. I know that Blades has had some experiences in the past. I've definitely had some experiences. I don't know how much of our show you listen to, but I did used to live in a cemetery. I've just always had an interest in things like this. You know, when I was a kid, I wasn't exactly a popular kid, and I would, you know, I had my group of friends who I grew up with. We've known each other since we were babies. They were really popular. I was not. So when they were going out and you know, hooking up with girls and getting into, you know, doing all of their dirt and everything, I was walking to the library, and I would just spend all day in the library in the occult section. Just reading all of these books, like mythology, and I got deep into the Earth Chronicles series by Zachariah Sitchin, all of the Chariots books by Eric Von Daniken. Like, I was super deep into all of that stuff. So for me, it's always been there. I've just never really done anything with it. And then when Blades and I became friends and we were talking about things and we met for whatever reason, like we're both old school wrestling fans, but we both stopped watching pro wrestling years ago, but it's still a part of us, you know? Right. So when he got the idea for us to do a show, the first thing he threw out there was, let's do a wrestling show. And I think before he even finished saying that, we were both like, nah, we're not doing
that. Yeah, a bad idea. There's already way too many wrestling podcasts out there.
Yeah, and you know, we're both...
I've heard that. Yeah, it's apparently about the wrestling podcast. I've heard about that from other...
probably the most oversaturated. Crazy. Yeah.
Really? That's so probably. I stopped. I was big on wrestling, obviously. Until they changed it to what was it? It used to be WWE World Wrestling Federation, and then they changed it because it. Yeah.
Because of the World Wildlife.
Yeah, World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah. So they got taken out of
the panda with the panda.
Yeah.
Right. I think I was done with it at that point. I'm like, you know what? Really?
there was just a lot of changes. I mean, I've never in my life thought that wrestling was real, but I was able to enjoy it on a level where they presented it like they respected the fan base. Then it reached a point where they were like, hey, like they themselves were like, hey, all this shit is fake. All, you know, these aren't their real names. And all of our fans are idiots. That's basically how they started presenting it. And then everything became over scripted and it just completely lost me. I guess I outgrew it, which is kind of sad because I've been a fanatic since the early 80s.
Okay.
Well, of course. But so how do you guys feel about the whole Benoit thing, Chris Benoit? And that whole incident. I mean, that, do you remember that case?
Oh, absolutely. Hell yeah.
That's a huge case.
Well, yeah.
He murdered his wife and his son, and basically, son, yeah. or so they say, you know, because of the trauma from wrestling and stuff. That's kind of like, I don't want to say a mini conspiracy or that. There's a lot of things surrounding that case. So what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know. It was a tough one for me because I've always been a Benoit fan. You know, and you try to, I'm a person who tries to separate the art from the artist, and it's difficult to do that, especially when like his real name is Chris Benoit. So it's like, this is the real guy. His character is who he is. You know, it's a little easier to separate it when they're out there using a fake name, but he was a great wrestler, but now he's a murderer, you know? And I mean, who's to say, I mean, he used to do a diving head, but he was on a lot of steroids. He always had a, I mean, maybe it's not fair to say, but he always kind of had like a disturbing, like crazy look in his eyes. Like always. I've always thought that since the first time I saw him. I'm one of the people who thinks that there's nothing deeper than what we know. I believe he did it. I don't think it was Kevin Sullivan or anybody else. I believe that he actually did it himself. What caused him to do it, I don't know. Maybe he had some type of mental illness before. Maybe it did have a lot to do with the head injuries. I've had a lot of head injuries, but I've never tried to kill anybody.
Well, he said his mind, they said that his mind was what that of his brain scans were showing, that of what, an 85-year-old? Or comparable to an 85-year-old, so it could have been the head injuries. But yeah, I think I'm with you on that one.
It's like football, definitely, man. Nobody knew these concussions, you know, would be what they are, you know.
Yeah.
And now
it's kind of ridiculous, though, when you think that like the brain lives in the head. So if you're getting hit in the head a lot, then it's probably gonna do a little bit of damage. You know, we already don't know a ton about the brain. You know.
100%.
Yeah,
man.
Which is crazy. They don't know much. We still don't know so much about the brain. Yet
no,
it's,
I agree. But
big...
getting hit in the head's got to do something.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your brain.
You can't make a career out of getting your head hit and not expect to come out of it unscathed. I mean, look at Mick Foley. There was a point in his life where he didn't know where he lived. And so he was kind of wandering the streets and his wife was worried about him.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
That's probably more common than we're being told
I bet. I mean, when you have NFL, you know, football players that do not let their kids play tackle football, that's telling, you know. That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Yes. So you guys have been doing your show for a while. I know we're kind of shifting gears a little bit, but I'm interested in knowing, what were some of your favorite things to talk about on your show?
Okay, so we're coming up on a year, right? I think April. I think we started April, May, maybe May.
Yeah, you started. Yep.
So we're coming up on a year. So, all right. So we talk about you know, conspiracies, true crime, paranormal, UFOs, alien. My shit is UFOs and aliens. That is my number one go-to. I love that. That is my thing, man. If I could do every single show on UFOs or aliens or something like that, that is for me. For Mandy.
Oh, God. Mine is true crime, paranormal, especially vintage old Hollywood. That is my niche. That's my shit. Anything dark like that, I love to do and totally invested in. I mean, what about you guys? What are y'all's things?
Well, for me, it's aliens.
Yeah, we're kind of the same.
Aliens all day.
Yes. Yeah. We like, I do like the cryptids, but like when we first started, we're like, yeah, we're going to talk about ghosts and aliens and more aliens.
right.
We kind of want to do a whole series on Nibiru and like the Anunnaki and everything, but that fell by the wayside a little bit. But we will get back into that at some point.
For sure.
Yeah.
See, Where yeah, you said I, that you're heavily into research, we kind of slack on
research. we don't do nearly enough research. We got to start doing that.
But your shows are pretty good. I've been listening.
Yeah,
I mean,
it still comes out great, man.
The quality and the topics and everything, what you guys have, I've been actually listening to it for the past couple of days at the office, and every show's been really great. I'm thoroughly entertained, so you guys do a great job.
Oh, cool.
Perfect amount of research and everything. Yeah, you guys are great.
Yes. Yeah. So for me, aliens and UFOs, that is it, man. But as far as our name, like Conspiracy Cafe, 9/11 really got me thinking, of, oh, something's wrong here. Something is going on. And that is what did it for me with the whole conspiracy mindset.
Mm-hmm.
was 9/11. So we try to mix it up show wise. We'll do an alien or UFO show, and then we'll do a conspiracy show, and then a true crime, throw a little paranormal in there. We try to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we just recorded last night.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we just recorded last night on the Travis Walton abduction.
Ooh, okay.
Which, oh man, that has interested me. That has interested me for a long, long time, and I've always loved that case. And so you're in the aliens. So what do you think about, like, what are your thoughts on that? And then I'll tell you what I think.
As far as that one, like, to me, there's a lot about that sounds so believable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just sounds and feels very believable to me.
Yes, he is he's down to earth, very believable.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you. My thing on that is, okay, for 45 years,
yeah,
nobody has come clean. Nobody has bit on the $10,000 bribe. No, their lives were pretty much ruined. Besides Travis, he's making some money. Travis Walton is making some money.
Right.
But I am a firm believer in UFOs, and I'm a firm believer in that aliens are driving them. And I don't know. I mean, I like you, I lean towards believing that whole story, man. Like, I legit believe. I mean, six other people say he got zapped by a beam of light, man. And they all passed the lie detectors. I know lie detectors aren't, they're not
permissible.
They're not admissible. They're not say all be all, be all say all, but I don't know, man. I kind of believe that story. Now, whether he actually got taken and what happened up there, nobody knows. Only he knows. But yeah, that's a cool case. We just did that one. I haven't edited that yet, but we just did that one last night. So yeah, we just come up with, hey, what do you want to talk about next week? Hey, think about this. Do some research on this, and then we'll just talk about it. And that's it.
That's kind of how we do it. One of us.
Uh-oh. You're Skynetting, Bobby.
Uh-oh. I hear it too.
Fantastic.
No, you're back.
Back to the old days, bro.
This is how I ruin shows. This is how I ruin everything I touch.
Oh, no. Hey, don't feel bad, because usually when I Skype, when I'm not home here, I'm at my house in Jacksonville. I have the pups that we have to worry about, so we have to edit all the barking and stuff. It's a pain in the butt.
Oh my! I have to
so
edit
don't
out.
Don't feel bad.
I have to edit out minutes and minutes of dogs barking and growling.
Or just growling, because my little tiny one's such a butthead. She does not like. Yeah.
But Manny's actually moving
Blades
down.
Blades and I like animals. We both leave the animals in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, you edited that show I did with Jay Silver, and he was at work, so he's walking around outside, and you can hear all the birds in Australia just going wild out there.
Where are you guys at? Where do you record from?
I'm in Mass, and Bobby's in Ohio.
Okay. Ohio. You're red fan?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Indians fan?
I'm not a sports fan. No. Never, okay. I never have been. No.
All right.
Did we lose Bobby Anthem? Hello, Bobby?
I mean, we heard Bobby too, but it was a little choppy.
Yeah, he was getting robotic there.
Yeah. Mr. Roboto.
Did I die?
Oh, wait, he lives. He lives. Your cybernetic eye saves us all.
I'm like, no, they're talking about me like I'm dead. Did I die?
Stay with us, Bobby.
Ready to go, man.
Dang it, Bobby.
Barber.
Oh, man, you're going to have to, like, your data is acting up today, man. What's going on with that?
It's the government. They know we were trying to do this. That's why.
Yeah, Siri doesn't want Bobby talking to anybody.
Siri's so jealous.
Oh, don't even get me started with that shit, man. My conspiracy mind. I mean, you just talk about something and that shit shows up in ads on your phone the next day. That's insane to me.
Every time my watch goes off, every time, like sometimes I'm having a conversation with him and the watch will display everything in text that I'm talking about. And I'm like, holy crap. All right, it's time to turn this off.
No really? Way.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, man.
I will tell you that. So we went to an art festival today in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And on the way home, we stopped and got some Bud Light seltzer flavored hard seltzer water or whatever. And I'm on my laptop at the table and we're waiting to set up and, you know, do the podcast with you guys. And Johnny's in the fridge getting us some drinks. And all of a sudden I open my web browser and Reddit comes on and there is literally the first advertisement there is for Bud Light seltzer water.
And did you say anything at all about the Bud Light
flavor that he was drinking?
You're being watched.
That's yeah, it. Man.
Well, I'm like, babe, come on, this is crazy. Like,
no, I am.
If you've got a smart TV with a freaking camera in it, and then your like tablets and your computers and all that, and it's everything is listening to all the moves that you make.
Yeah. I think so too.
On my Mac and on my iPad, you know, the front camera. Mm-hmm. I have like it's a little sticker thing that you put on there and you can slide it back and forth like to open the camera and close it.
Okay, yeah. You know what I got? Like, I got the thing that opens up like a booklet and I close it all the time.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah.
Dude, they're watching, man. You ever see Snowden? Ed Snowden?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a fucking hero to me. He's a goddamn hero, I think, to, you know, get all that shit out there. And I mean, true story, man. They're watching. Yeah. They are watching.
Yeah, yeah. Surveillance is very real.
Great. Like you said, your TV, my TV doesn't have a camera. And I'm sure they're watching me from it. Somehow.
Oh, man, I'm sure that they got microphones in that, like the new smart TVs.
Like, oh, my God.
There's got to be something going on with them things, man.
100%. And it's funny. I have an Alexa and,
she's always listening. Alexa's always and listening.
It kind of freaks me out to the point where I don't want it anymore because she's just right there listening. And it's funny. My daughter is also Alexa, so I'm telling her something and she's going off and I'm telling her and she's like, me? And like, no, not you. Real Alexa.
What do you mean I'm not real?
I'm real, damn it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Jay's going to start Terminator Rise of the Machines, the real one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's scary. It is scary. Oh, the whole robot thing is the whole artificial intelligence is getting insane, man.
So where do y'all's take on that with the AI and everything? Do you think it's going to be like the Will Smith movie?
Oh, wow. We AI were just talking about that last eventually? Night on the show.
Do what?
We were just talking about that last night.
Oh, wow.
Like discussing all of the ways that humanity could end, and one of those was kind of like a robotic uprising.
And there's no way to, I mean, I think techies would have a way to maybe dismantle the AI, but then, you know, if they're taking over the world, it's going to be hard. Yeah. You know, because they're basically programmed and how it the whole thing, it's crazy to think about.
Yeah. All right. You know? So, like, speaking of how the world might end, wait, I was listening to you guys' show on the coronavirus.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we were listening to that today on the way home.
And that is a, I mean, I don't know how to feel about the whole thing. Like, a part of it, I think, is the media, you know, fear mongers, and they're just putting fear, and I try not to listen to too much. But then again, you see videos of fucking people welding their doors shut to, it's, I don't know what to think about it, man. I know that, I don't know. I know that the flu and the coronavirus are, they say it's alike, and they say, oh, like you guys were saying on the show, like so many more people die from the flu, but this is so new. We don't know. I don't know what to take on that.
Well, like what I'm thinking on it right now is people are, we don't have a lot of information, but I think that people are taking that lack of information, blowing it way out of proportions. They're hoping that they don't catch it, but really what I've been hearing, especially from the doctors, they're like, okay, so you're going to exhibit symptoms of like a respiratory cold, kind of like that. You might have a fever. It's varying degrees for different people. Mm-hmm. But only the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions, like if you've got heart disease, if you've got lung disease or something, it's going to affect you, and you have a higher probability to die. But if you're just like me, I've got like bronchial asthma sometimes because of allergies.
I do too. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm specifically going to die because of that, but it's like I'm not really worried about catching the coronavirus, because to me it would just be like another cold. And if it got really severe, then I'd go to the hospital, you know?
Right.
So I'm thinking of it along those terms. I'm not really thinking of it something that's going to kill me within like 5 or 6 hours after I contract this new virus or whatever.
Right. So, no, and I'm with you there, man. Like like you said, if I get it, you know, I have health insurance, I'll go to the hospital, man.
Yeah.
I'm healthy enough that I should be okay, you know?
Yeah.
And like people are flipping out though, man. They're like buying up toilet paper and everything. And face masks.
Yeah, that was really crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, Mandy just put something on Facebook. Like, are you kidding me? Like the toilet paper was sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was in Australia or somewhere, I heard, you know, that they were selling out of toilet paper everywhere, Costco even, and BJ's. And I went to my local Walmart and they still had toilet paper, which is crazy, but it's like, you know, this is like a cold respiratory kind of illness. It's, you're not,
you don't even get the shits.
No, you're not getting your brains out.
Yeah, so why,
buying all the toilet paper out, you know? I don't know. It's very crazy. I think people, the media is fear-mongering a lot of things involving this, the coronavirus, and they're blowing it way out of proportion, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to fear. Yeah, it's an illness, and it's spreading at rates that are really crazy. But you wash your hands, you protect yourself, like you would normally with the flu when it's going around, and you'll be fine. I think it's because it's new that maybe people are having a little bit more fear than normal, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't know where this originated from.
I don't know too much. I try not to think about it. I try not to worry about it. Yeah. I'm kind of a germaphobe anyway, so I'm always
sanitizer.
Keep your hands clean.
That's great. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man.
Right, yeah. Are you guys seeing the you know, in y'all's area, are you guys seeing the fear mongering, kind of people panicking, buying shelves being bought out and stuff to you in y'all's area?
In my area, there's face masks that are all gone and we can't get them. And I need them for a different reason, to like clean the cat litter box so I don't get the dust up my nose. But
Yeah,
I haven't been able to find any face mask for about a month or so.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And my doctor's office, when I went to physical therapy, they had to remove them from the front because, like, it's flu season. Mm. And they have masks out and hand sanitizer. And somebody was grabbing a bunch of masks, so they had to keep them on lockdown so they didn't run out of them.
Oh, wow.
Right. People are just taking them willy-nilly.
Yep. That's crazy, man.
That is crazy. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's insane, man.
Sharing is caring. Yes. Don't take them from everybody else, you know?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to start wrapping it up and get into the next segment.
Yeah, sorry for rambling. We're kind of enjoying just talking to you guys.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We can still do a lot more of, like, if you guys want to put something out, like if you want to do a cross promotion type thing or whatever, you know, it's up to you. Like, we can.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this down and shit, and I'm going to put this out as a bonus episode with you guys, you know, on our regular. On our regular show, because we do a bunch
of Patreon episode. Yeah, we do
a bunch of.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, we do a bunch of shit on Patreon, like a bunch of bonus shit. But I want to put this out on our regular feed if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah,
that's cool. And if you wanted to continue and like talk about other stuff, you know, I still got some time. It's up to you.
Yeah, we do too. I mean, we're not doing it. We're home. We're not doing anything tonight. So, babe, you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Okay.
I got to see if Bobby.
Yeah, where'd Bobby go? I haven't heard him in a little bit.
He's still on the call, but apparently we can't hear him. And I don't know why.
That's so weird.
Oh, he just left the call.
Oh,
he's trying to figure it out. So he'll probably hop back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just saw a little note he left.
Aw.
But if you want to wrap this up, man, I'll
record. Yeah, on recording, and we continue just talking shit, or you know, whatever you guys want to do or have time for. We don't have anything planned tonight.
All right. So before we wrap this up, let me say, if you're listening to this on Conspiracy Cafe, give the boys at Inhuman Experience a listen, subscribe, 5-star review, a written review would be preferred.
Yeah.
Awesome show. Check it out. Good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Written review.
Tell us for our listeners, tell us where they can find you guys.
You can find us on Twitter at IEXP_podcast. IEX_pod on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's about all we got for social media. Well, we do have a Facebook, but crap. I got to look that one up too.
You guys are...
Oh, hello. I think I hear hear Bobby Anthem. Are you back?
I'm coming through.
Uh-oh. Are you alive out there, Bobby?
I don't think so.
How much have you been drinking, Bobby?
Oh, man, he's been day drinking all day, so don't
I have not.
No worries.
They're trying to shut Bobby down, man. That's like it's a big conspiracy.
Yeah, man.
That's how the government gets you, man.
Yeah.
Big Brother, they're always listening.
You've been tuned into the Inhuman Experience podcast. Join us again on this strange journey as these two geniuses attempt to make sense of the strange and the unexplained. If you've got a question or a story to tell, you can contact the Inhumans on Twitter at IEXP_podcast. Or you can email them at inhumanexperiencepodcast19@gmail.com. Your story could appear on a future episode. Feel free to leave a voicemail at anchor.fm/inhuman-experience-podcast/message and make yourself heard. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on iTunes for a shout out and to have the review read by the boys. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, we are the Inhumans. Are you experienced?